if you do interpret the subtasks before, it will be trivial that we can define more and more views. For example, it is also possible to select the appropriate figure as picture in frame of an answer card. This could be the view near point 5. And we did not speak about the potential role of the naive estimations. On the other hand, we need to interpret the further two-dimensional possibilities. What can be the central question, if we change the type instead of the steps and the focus is furthermore on Hungary and we try to analyze just the step 1 figures? As you can assume or see, we could follow the former central question. This leads to the conclusion, that central question can be defined for more scenarios, not only for each parameter setting. On the other hand, the preferred option of step 1 makes possible to ask a new question 2, may we set the parameter in case of the dimension of steps with a value of all? If we could define rules for the case of two countries, then the same logic may also be interpreted for figures about different steps. May we interpret figures in a consolidated way as a common set of estimations? We may never forget that the goal of a two German marks game is the testing of complex relationships between knowledge elements. A part of the potential parameter settings can only be used for IQ test-like measurements without any connection to real competences. However, we should always prefer those parameter settings where the tested knowledge can be involved into the management challenges of real decisions. Here and now, the first parameter setting about the Hungarian absolute estimations and its variants deliver a frame for testing the understanding level and the capability of reproduction. Although it would be possible to derive new and newer integrations between the suspicion generation through the food kaleidoscope and the two German marks games, the next challenge should be now the integration of the models about the life expectancy and the two German marks games. It seems to be important to highlight at once that the modeling of the life expectancy and the suspicion generation have different objectivity levels. The suspicion generation or the artificial intelligence-based term creation processes can only be measured through the Turing test. They cannot deny, namely, that the reality did not have the abstraction what we are interpreting. There is no aggregated food supply index. There is, however, a life expectancy what can be studied in an objective way. The food supply index, even if being optimized calculated, is just a logical construct, and it will be accepted if the food kaleidoscope can support, for example, the exploration of critical years. The life expectancy is a real phenomenon, even if this is also a statistical abstraction, but this abstraction can be forecasted, estimated for the future, and the calculated life expectancy can follow the estimations, the changes with high frequency or not. The life expectancy for one single person is a forecast of the length of the life or the day of the death, and it can be checked in an objective way. The same is valid for populations, and they're all statistical values.
On the other hand, it is also important to highlight that we know about the suspected years from the history. Therefore, a two decimeters game about countries and extreme situations, like war, catastrophe, crisis, is just a test about important historical dates where the two decimeters characteristics become irrelevant. Parallel, the modeling process of the life expectancy based on annual food supply data delivers a model where we can derive new knowledge about the importance of more or less food in each food category. Without this model, we could not say anything to this question. Therefore, the integrated game can test the interpretation capacities of the test persons, not only concerning the functionality of the suspicion generation process or even the production function generation process, but in a direct way concerning the new knowledge and its origin. As you can see, here and now, it would be possible again to create two decimeters games where the understanding or reproducibility of the core process of the production function generation could be tested. We could use again the three countries for the column header positions. And we could define the row header positions as follows. We have to derive two separate models in order to see whether the homogeneous direction based on the more principle is stronger in case of a given food category than the inverse direction, with the less principle. Two row headers are therefore given. The third row header position could be the integrated view where the results of the direct and inverse force fields are calculated. The general question for this two decimeters game would be, which food categories have the highest importance pro country and model type?